Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting ninth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Corbin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The DH, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. And now, play ball. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hile. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Hile steals second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Corbin covering, for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darwin moves to third. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards second. Horta scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reichardt moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires to first and picks off Carew. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Leon moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Braun reaches second base with a double. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reichardt bunts between the mound and first base. Corbin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reichardt for the out. Melton moves to third. Henderson moves to second. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hermann is hit by the pitch. Dick Allen pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Rich Morales now playing second base. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Holt moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holt scores. There goes Roof trying to get to third. Kelly throws the ball into Melton, who tags Roof for the out. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fisher, and towards Morales, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Roof and he is out, Thompson applying the tag. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Heil chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Thompson. Thompson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Thompson. Muser moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reichardt moves to second. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Killebrew moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Forster now pitching. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Alvarado fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Liss now playing first base. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun juggles the ball. That's an error on Braun. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-3 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Muser. Holt moves to third. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Mitterwald now catching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Hank Allen pinch runs for Carlos May. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.